Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Donald Vedder, please?
Hold on.
No problem.
Hello?
Hi, Donald. This is Alex calling from Archtop Fiber. How are you doing today?
Hi, Alex. How are you? Good.
Yeah, so I noticed that you had a ticket in here for you're having trouble connecting your cameras to your Wi-Fi.
Yeah. let me explain the situation.
Perfect.
I have an Amazon Blink camera.
Blink, okay.
Okay, it's just one camera and one module.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to connect that, I go through the Archtop, I go through the whole process of syncing the module, and then when it goes to connect to the Blink servers,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's timing out or what's happening, but it just kind of spins. It thinks about connecting to the servers, and then the module will just go red on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes up and it says on the app that it failed to connect, and the possible problem is incorrect password. And I look at the password. The password is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the that's what I get every time when I try to link that. Now, I just switched to Archtop on Monday, so okay. I still had, which I don't have anymore, I still had the old Spectrum equipment, modem, mm-hmm. and router, and I connected that, and then I went through the whole process again with the Blink camera, and it connects just fine.
Hmm. And using our router, right?
Yes. Yep. Your router. I looked at that. It is a dual band router, because Blink only works with, I think, 2.4 gigahertz. So both lights are lit on the router.
It's dual band, but it's not split, if that makes sense. Those two bands are not.
Well, you know, I'm looking. I go on to the app, okay, the Home Pass app,
mm-hmm.
and I look at some of the devices, and I do have devices on there that are connected to 2.4.
Yeah, it's based on proximity to the router itself. So how close you are to the router will dictate which one it's going to connect to. 5 gigahertz for very close, or in the given range of the 5 gigahertz. And then 2.4 for anything further out.
Okay, so let me just kind of get a quick idea here. I'm probably about 18 feet from the router.
Mm-hmm.
All right, with that module.
It's probably still in that 5 gigahertz range. It's probably still defaulting to try and connect to that, which, you, as you stated, can't connect to.
Hmm.
If you can move it far enough that it can initially connect, I or you can steer it to just that one band. It's just if it doesn't initially connect at all, it makes it hard to steer it, because it's going to always default to that 5 gigahertz. It's like the base connection, right? And then 2.4,
okay.
2.4 is if it's just too far just to connect to that 5 gigahertz, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm just trying to see how far I could get away from it. Let's see, if I move it out to my porch. I'm gonna put you on speaker, okay? I moved it probably about maybe another 8 feet away,
mm-hmm.
and another 8 feet. So I'm probably.
Because I know, like, you have that. Looking here, you know that. Picture frameio picture frame that you have?
Yes.
Yep. That one only connects to 2.4, because it was, I guess, the distance that yeah. one is,
Honestly, I'll tell you that that one is closer to the router than what the Blink module was.
That's weird because I can see it connected. It does have a poor QoE though, meaning that it's not connecting all the time. It does have some drop offs.
That's correct. It just dropped out now. I see.
Yeah, so I mean, it is struggling to maintain that 2.4, maybe because it is too close. But let me see if it'll allow me to do this.
I'm gonna plug the Blink in, and I can go through the process while I have you on the phone and try it again. So I'm gonna put you on speaker with my other phone.
Okay.
All right, you there?
I'm there. Yeah.
Okay, good. So I got you on speaker. I have my cell phone that connects to a my Panasonic cordless phone. So.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, so I can get.
Does the Blink allow you to do WPS?
What was that, Alex?
Does the like that Blink camera module allow you to do WPS or no?
I don't see
a button WPS. To push. Button,
yeah,
right?
I don't see a WPS button on it, but. I can go through the process here. See if I can discover the device. See, my downstairs of my home is pretty wide open. There's only like one wall that kind of, and there's two open doorways through it, and.
Pretty
much everything down here connects with Pixel. Okay. It'll all be okay. Okay. All right. We'll talk later. Thanks, sir. You too. Thank you. Take care. Bye. I'm trying to go through the process of discovering the device, and first time failed. All right. So that connected. And I tried everything. I reset the Archtop router.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah, it really just seems it's like that one of those. Because I know it is dual band, but it is at the same time it's not like dual band split like where those radio bands, like Wi-Fi radio bands, are split. Yeah, which makes it a little more difficult.
Let me do this.
The thing is, I see all the other devices connect fine. Obviously, that Freemio is a little, I've had some issues, but everything else connects just fine.
Yeah, everything else connects fine.
Only way to really circumvent that issue just be there's two ways. WPS if that device supports it, or universal plug and play. Those are both the same thing. One just doesn't have a button. Or if neither of those are available, I mean, if you have your own router that would have the split dual band you could do it that way.
Right.
But those are like the only, I guess, three options in a sense. Even though universal plug and play is kind of the same thing as a WPS, it's just that you don't push a button.
Yeah, this didn't even connect to me. Try this again.
It's involving a policy that she's working on for Tom. Voice note is not available. Okay. I apologize. He's making me call another note soon. He's trying to get insure the barn insurer that's on the property at 4744 Route 9G.
So Archtop doesn't offer a dual band router, do they?
Not yet. You know, they're still in the works of getting that available eventually. But as it stands now, no, not one that's has like the split bands.
But I'm quite sure that, you know, as your clientele grows. I'm just gonna hold you 1 second. Excuse me. Is your dog's name Milo? I have something that you dropped the other day.
Hello. Anybody here? How are you, young man?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
Do.
You got sinuses? Right,
sorry about that.
No problem, sir. But yeah, no, you're definitely right. Clientele grows, that would definitely be a necessity. We don't have one as of yet, right? But that is something that is definitely in the works, right?
Yeah, you know why I say that is because when the installer was here on Monday,
mm-hmm.
He did ask about any kind of like Ring camera devices.
Yes, because
our conversation didn't go any further. I told him that I didn't have Ring, but I had a Blink camera. And that was the end of the discussion. So, you know, after I tried to connect it, I thought, wow, you know, and I can't be the only one then that has this issue. But I know the clientele base hasn't really built up yet.
Yeah, and the thing is why he asked for the Ring camera, because Ring camera also has the same issue, only that it works because it has the WPS, right? Because most Ring cameras, I have a Ring camera, and that's how we connect it to mine. I'm not in the same zoning for Archtop, but I have Spectrum, and the newer routers with Spectrum, like the newer ones, they don't split the band either. It's not dual band with the newer ones. But
plans for the weekend?
I was able to connect it to the universal plug and play / WPS system that they have. And with Spectrum, you can manual steer. It's just that we can't manual steer yet. That's also something that's also gonna come into play very soon. Is that we'll be able to manual steer, meaning we can eventually be able to manual steer the devices to the different bands. But that's also something that's just, you know, either in testing or in the works yet. It's not fully down the pipeline. Because, you know, you know how startups are. It's just the nature of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, some things aren't going to work 100%. But like I said, if you really want to go that route, you can always get, you know, there's you know, $70 routers out there you can just get in the interim, and that will be able to, you know, work. Obviously, we wouldn't be able to, like, use the Plume app for it, but, you know, you'd be able to at least have that camera connected. to that Wi-Fi for the interim.
Yeah, I hate to do that. You know, I like the Plume app. That's beneficial, I believe.
Yeah, definitely is. Definitely is.
Yeah, and this thing isn't even connecting now. Wow, so at this stage of the game, the only option is to purchase my own router then.
That's unfortunately, yeah, unless you want to get like, you know, you can also do like the those third party pods, extenders, extend like, and then have it connect to the extender as opposed to the router, but it'll be a similar situation. It's just extenders also work, because most of those extenders nowadays at least work as routers as well. So it's really just a toss up of which way you want to go, or you know, you can, which I mean, obviously I wouldn't recommend that, but I mean, if you want to just wait it out and see when we do get that capability.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, at that point it'd be completely up to you. And, you know, I'm sorry there's not like a better resolution. I wish there was. If I could find a way to manual steer it and eventually allow for that, or they find a way for us to manual steer customers to the 2.4, you know, I could definitely call back and do that for you. But until then, it would just be, you know, the router path, unless you find a way to universal plug and play with that device, if there is a way, which, if my memory serves me correct, I don't think there is.
Okay.
But those are all available.
Well, I can play around here a little bit, try and move this thing further away or whatever, and
play with like the proximity portion. Yep, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. You know, until maybe our Archtop comes up with a solution, because I'm sure there's going to be others.
No, they definitely are going to come up with a solution for that. It's not like it's obviously a known issue. Like our techs are trained to actually ask that first and foremost. So it is a known issue that we're working towards fixing. I just can't give you a timeline. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It could be fixed in the next month. Like they could have a resolution within this coming month.
Yeah.
But then yep. I don't want to promise you that, and then you know it's the month after, and you're like, oh, I thought you said this month, and then, you know, you're like,
right. I totally understand that, and I wouldn't hold Archtop, you know, to a commitment on that.
Yeah. You
know, I know how designs are, and they take time.
Exactly.
But is there a way that, you know, I could be like put on a like a contact notification when it is available, or?
Yeah, for sure. I could definitely put that in notes here, so that way, you know.
Yeah, I mean that would be helpful. You know, rather than just abandon it and, you know, not know down the road that, you know, a fix has been developed.
Right now, one second.
In the meantime, I'll just dabble in with trying to move this thing further away.
I definitely put a note in there for you, so when we do have that available, you know, we'll definitely either give you obviously email, call, go through all the routes to connecting to you. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
No problem.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your support and trying, but we'll see what happens.
No problem, man. Was there anything else that was causing any issues?
No, I think that's it, really.
All right.
That's on your cell phone?
Yep.
No,
okay.
No problem.
Okay, thanks so much.
No worries. You have a great day, all right?
All right. You too. Bye-bye.